Thanks, Walter. Let me ask you a question here, because you've been in the affordable housing community now for as probably almost as long as LIHTC has been around. Now, what are your primary compliance concerns when you are dealing with your housing projects, your various housing projects?
Compliance in this program is intense. You know, we have a team, I think, of six staff that just do compliance, mainly verifying, you know, on the rent side and the income side for each file that comes through, each resident that applies. You know, knock on wood, we've not had any findings or major issues. We've got a clean track record. And so I'd say my biggest concern is just keeping that going, avoiding any hiccups.
And all of those compliance are really with the requirements for the tax credit.
Correct. Right?
Yeah, right. Making sure that your affordability standards are met, et cetera.
And of course, every limited partner that, and we work with mainly banks, but sometimes insurance companies and others, they may have their own take on the legality of different structures. And some are very in our face on the compliance, and some are very hands-off as a limited partner. It depends on their team of attorneys and their culture and approach.
And my point in asking this question sort of brings us to the next segment of our presentation here, which is how we got to this place, because what you did not hear Walter say is that I'm worried about an IRS audit and my 990, and am I doing everything that's consistent with my status or all my subsidiaries' status as 501c3 organizations. It took us a while to get there. I'm going to step us through how we got there, because the fact that we're there makes Walter's job easier. It's not easy. It's a lot to deal with. But having only sort of to deal with the LIHTC compliance as sort of his primary compliance concern is a sort of a weight off his shoulders. But it hasn't always been that way. So. LIHTC is the Low Income Housing Tax Credit. It is a tax incentive to create affordable housing, it does so by providing a tax credit to investors in low income housing tax credit projects. Low income housing tax credit projects can be new developments, and they can be renovations. They can be led by for-profits, and they can be led by nonprofits. In fact, a certain percentage every year is supposed to be allocated to nonprofit-led affordable housing projects. The screen in front of you has sort of a simpler version of that map that Walter showed you around that M Street development, and kind of shows a simpler flow of funds here where state housing authorities dole out awards for tax credits to developers. The developers go out and get investors so they can have the capital to build the affordable housing projects. Those operate, and as those operate and stay in compliance, the investors are eligible to take a tax credit over a period of years, and they do so by filing it with the Internal Revenue Service in their tax returns. So for our purposes, the question here is how can a 501c3 be an entity that pulls investors together and carries this out? Now that seems like a kind of a easy question. We've been kind of doing this on autopilot, but it hasn't always been that way. The IRS really struggled with two things when it came to this area. One is the first one is not just necessarily to low-income housing tax credit programs, but how do you know that affordable housing projects are charitable? Seems kind of obvious on one hand, if you're you know, providing affordable housing to low-income people, there's some sort of charitable purpose there. But there are, of course, plenty of for-profit organizations out there that provide low-income rental properties and things like that. And then you've got the question of, well, what does it mean to be low-income? Like, where do you have to fall, and can you have market rate along with low-income housing side by side, and how does all of that work? The second issue that the IRS struggled with is, well, how are you going to manage the private benefit of dealing with all of these investors who are getting a tax return, a tax credit, but also maybe getting a small return or protecting their capital or whatnot?